Today, we'd like to see the title of In His Own Eyes in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verses 1 to 33. To online words of people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 5, But you shall seek the place where the Lord your God chooses out of all your tribes to put His name for His dwelling place, and there you shall go. Why did the omnipresent God choose a worship place and list the worship places in the Old Testament time? And how about the worship place in the New Testament time? Question 2, in verse 8. You shall not at all do as we are doing here today. Every man doing whatever is right in his own eyes. What does it mean? And what verse should we do? Question 3. From verses 10 to 12, And you shall rejoice before the Lord your God, you and your sons and your daughters, your male and female servants, and the Levite who is within your gates, since he has no portion nor inheritance with you. What divine will can we see? God wants the children of God to be pure. Psalm chapter 24, verse 4, He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully. Psalm chapter 119, verse 140, Your word is very pure, therefore your servant loves it. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 22, second part, Keep yourself pure. 1 John chapter 3, verse 3, And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. Titus chapter 1, verse 15, To the pure all things are pure, but to those who are defiled and unbelieving nothing is pure. But even their mind and conscience are defiled. In this chapter, God teaches Israelites who entered the land of Canaan through Moses by repetition, but later they failed to obey the repeated teaching. Number one, take a hit 3 times is shown. Verses 13, 19, 30. Number 2, the place where the Lord your God chooses, indicating the worship place, 3 times. Verses 5, 11, 21. The last one, rejoice, 3 times too. Verses 7, 12, and 18. First one, these are the statutes and judgments which you shall be careful to observe in the land which the Lord God of your fathers is giving you, that's the promised land, or the land of Canaan, to possess all the days that you live on the earth. You shall utterly destroy. God wants His children to be pure, not contaminated with any idols or any forms of the idols. That's why God asks, utterly, wholly destroy all the places where the nations which you shall dispossess served their gods on the high mountains and on the hills and under every green tree. And you shall destroy their altars, break their sacred pillars, and burn their wooden images with fire. You shall cut down the carved images of their gods and destroy their names from that place. You shall not worship the Lord your God with such a thing, such idols, such practices. So God said, don't contaminate with such idols or practices or any forms. Verse 5, but you shall seek the place where the Lord your God chooses, the worship place, not contaminated with such idols. See, verse 13, do not offer any burnt offerings in every place. So, first time in the Old Testament time, first time Shiloh, Eli time, Eli the prophet, then is the second place Gilgal, Samuel time, the third time the city of David in Jerusalem, David time, 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 3. This man went out from his city yearly to worship and sacrifice to the Lord of hosts in Shiloh, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priest of the Lord, were there. The second place is Gilgal, 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 8. You shall go down before me, you meaning Saul the king, shall go down before me, before Samuel, to Gilgal, and surely I will come down to you to offer burnt offerings and make a sacrifice of a peace offering. 7 days you shall wait until I come to you, show you what should you do. So Samuel time, so Gilgal. So David time is Jerusalem, 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 1. David built the houses for himself in the city of David in Jerusalem, and he prepared a place for the ark of God and pitched a tent for it. So New Testament time, Jesus' communication with the Samaritan woman, neither Jerusalem nor Gerizim Mount, but worship God the Father in spirit and truth. John chapter 4, verse 20 to 24. All fathers worship on this mountain. So Samaritan woman said, our fathers worshiped on this mountain, Gerizim. And you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship, or where God chooses. Jesus said to a woman, believe in me, the hour is coming, New Testament time coming, when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. The worship to whom? Worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, because salvation is of the Jews through Jesus Christ. But the hour is coming, and now is when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. Truth is the word of God. For the Father is seeking such to worship Him. God is a spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth. So New Testament, the worship everywhere. So even if during your life worships God the Father, how? In spirit and in truth. The word of God, the truth, in that way. So here, but here in the Old Testament time, God assigned a particular place because not to contaminate it with the idol places to worship. Out of all your tribe, to put his names for his dwelling place, and there you shall go. There you shall take your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, particular place, your tithes, the heave offerings of your hand. Hebrew meaning lift up offering, your vowed offerings, your freewill offerings, and the firstborn of your herds and flocks. So a lot of types of offerings. And there you shall eat before the Lord your God, and you shall rejoice in all. Here is the God, you know, ask, you shall rejoice in all to which you have put your hand, you and your household, in which the Lord your God has blessed you. Because God forgave your sin and blessing, and you are taking peace offering together with God and with your people. So you shall rejoice in all together. You shall not at all do as we are doing here today. Every man doing whatever is right in his own eyes. Never do what you think it is right. You do it, don't do so. Rather than in verses 25 and 28, in the sight of the Lord. So you should do whatever is right in the sight of the Lord, rather than in your own eyes. Not at all whatever is right in your own sight, but whatever is right in the sight of the Lord. James chapter, Judges chapter 17, verse 6. In those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes, rather than in the sight of the Lord. Verse 9. For as yet we have not come to the rest and the inheritance which the Lord your God is giving you. So before entering the promised land, in New Testament we have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as the Savior, being in his grace rather than in our works. New Testament grace relationship rather than working relationship. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. Therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, entering the Lord Jesus Christ himself, rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them because of not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. So whenever you hear of the word of God, you should exercise your faith. So faith is hearing by the word of God. So no faith, no benefit to you in spirituality. When, verse 10, when you cross over the Jordan and dwell in the land which the Lord your God is giving, that promised land, you to inherit, and he gives you rest in the promised land, no longer wandering wilderness life, rest or Sabbath from all your enemies bound about, so that you dwell in safety. Now that land is in secured land for you. Then there will be the place where the Lord your God chooses. So ultimately, God chooses the place in the King David, Jerusalem, the city of David, to make his name abide. There you shall bring all that I command you, your burnt offering, your sacrifices, your tithes, the heave offerings of your hand, and all your choice offering, and you vow to the Lord. Verse 12, and you shall rejoice before the Lord your God. So God wants joyful relationship with God. To rejoice is God's will. God wants us to have a joyful relationship with him, not a sad, gloomy relationship, morose relationship, somber relationship. God doesn't want. Because God allowed you to rest the place, secure the place, then is you have a peace. That's why naturally you should have a joyful relationship with God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, Verse 16 to 18, last month meditation verse. Therefore, since a promise rejoice always, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Rejoice always, the will of God. So joyful relationship is required for the children of God. Verse 13. Take heed, pay attention or a warning to yourself that you do not offer your burnt offering in every place that you see, every place as pagan did so, high mountain, low mountain, every place, compared to verse 8. Verse 8, God asked Israel people, you should make offering in the place where the Lord your God chooses. So through Moses and Eli, Samuel, and King David in that way. The different place in that way. Then, in the place which the Lord chooses, in one of your tribes, there you shall offer your burnt offerings, and there you shall do all that I command you. Verse 15, however, you may slaughter or kill and eat meat within all your gates or within all your homes, whatever your heart desire, whatever you want to eat, according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you, the unclean and the clean. Here, the unclean, which meaning certain animal with a defect or a spot, like a defect sheep or a spot sheep, that's considered unclean. So you may eat among chewing the cut animals, cloven hooves animals, such as here the gazelle and the deer alike, that you may eat. Deuteronomy chapter 14, verses 3 to 8. You shall not eat any detestable thing. These are the animals which you may eat, the ox, the sheep, the goat, the deer, the gazelle, the roar deer, the wild goat, the mountain goat, the antelope, the mountain sheep. And you may eat every animal with cloven hooves, having the hoof split into two parts, and that chews the cud among the animals. Nonetheless, of those that chew the cud or have cloven hooves, you shall not eat, such as this, the camel, the hare, and the rock hyrax, for they chew the cud, such as donkey, but do not have cloven hooves. They are unclean for you. Also, the swine is unclean for you because it has cloven hooves, yet does not chew the curd. You shall not eat their flesh or touch it, their dead carcasses. Right there. Here is the unclean. You may eat the unclean, such as a spot deer or some scarred deer. You know, if you want, you may take it in your gates or in your home. Only you shall not eat the blood. You shall pour it on the earth like water. You may not eat within your gates, your home, the tithe given to God, your grain, your new wine, or your oil, over the firstborn of your herd, or your flock, over any of your offerings, which you vow offering, over your freewill offering, or over the heap offering over you. Offering ones, such as the tithe, the firstborn, freewill, heap offerings, may not be eaten in your home, but in verse 18, worship place, all together you eat with God and with people, which is the court of the tabernacles. Verse 18, but you must eat them before the Lord, which meaning in the court of the tabernacle, your God in the place which the Lord your God chooses. That's a worship place. Worship place is the temple occasion. You and your son and your daughter, your male servant and your female servant, and the Levite who is within your gate, your home, you shall rejoice. Again, you shall rejoice. When you are eating together, you should rejoice. Before the Lord your God, in all to which you put your hand, take it again, take it, pay attention, warning to yourself, that you do not forsake Levite as long as you live in your land. Levite is a ministry for Israelites. Levite, special of the gospel ministry school, so respect them. Verse 20, when the Lord your God enlarge your border as he has promised you, and you say, let me eat meat, because you long to eat meat, you may eat as much meat as your heart desire. So if you want to eat more, you may eat it. If the place where the Lord your God chooses to put his name is too far from you, so worship place is too far from you, your home, then you may kill from your herd and from your flock, which the Lord has given you, just as I have commanded you, and you may eat within your gate, within your homes, as much as your heart desires. Just as the gazelle, like a deer, and the deer are eaten, so you may eat them. The unclean and the clean alike may eat them. Some defect deer, so you may eat them too. Only be sure that you do not eat the blood, because the blood is the life. In the blood is existence. For the blood is the life. You may not eat the life with the meat. Verse 24, you shall not eat it. You shall pour it on the earth like water. You shall not eat it, that it may go well with you and your children after you. When you do what is right in the sight of the Lord, rather than in the sight of you, in the sight of a man, rather than do what is right in the sight of the Lord. Verse 28:2, in the sight of the Lord too. Verse 26, only the holy things which you have and your vowed offering you shall take and go to the place which the Lord chooses in the temple, the court of the temple, or the court of tabernacle, that area you may eat before the Lord with the worshippers together. You shall offer your burnt offering, meat, blood on the altar of the Lord your God, and the blood of your sacrifices shall be poured out on the altar of the Lord your God, and you shall eat the meat. That's called peace offering and together eating, fellowship. Observe and obey all these words which I command you, that it may go well with you and your children after you forever. When you do what is good and right in the sight of the Lord your God, not in the sight of you or a human being. When the Lord your God cuts off from before you the nations, the Gentiles, or as the non-believers of God, which you go to dispossess, they would lose their land to Israelites, and you displace them and dwell in their land. Take it again, pay attention, warning to yourself that you are not ensnared to follow them. You are not tempted to follow them after they are destroyed from before you, and that you do not inquire after their gods, saying, how did these nations serve their God? So don't make curiosity or a subtle temptation of idolatry. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22, abstain from every form of evil. We know that Adam and Eve were tempted based upon curiosity. So curiosity, temptation of idolatry. So watch for that. So curiosity and subtle temptation of idolatry, should be careful that issue. I also will do likewise. You shall not worship the Lord your God in that way. So God wants to worship in purity, not contamination. For because of every abomination to the Lord which he hates, they have done to their God. For they burn even their sons and their daughters in the fire to their God. That is a Moloch God. Moloch God requires infant sacrifices to Moloch God. Moloch God is a pleasure God. So that is, don't do practice over idols. Whatever I command you, be careful to observe it. You shall not add it, nor take away from it. So basically, you keep every word of God. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2. You shall not add to the word which I command you, nor take from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. Revelation chapter 22, verse 18, 19. For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, these words, God will add to him the plagues or the punishment, plagues that are written in this book. And also, if anyone takes away, delete some, takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. God asks us to obey holy, W-H-O-L-L-Y. Let's see each question answered quickly in verse 5. But you shall not seek the place where the Lord your God chooses out of all your tribes to put his name for his dwelling place, and there you shall go. Why did the omnipresent God choose a particular worship place? Because the Israel people should not be contaminated with every place where the idols were worshipped. So God wants Israelites to keep in purity. And that's why God didn't choose one particular place. And list the worship places in the Old Testament time. In the Promised Land, we already said, first one is Shiloh, Eli, the prophet time. Then is Samuel time, the Gilgal. Then David time is Jerusalem. So in that way, so in the Promised Land, three places. And how about the worship place in the New Testament time? New Testament times, worship place really doesn't matter, but it's the most important three factor. Number one, we should worship God the Father, not to anything else. Number two, how we should worship. So two ways. One is in spirit. Spirit meaning the Holy Spirit. Spirit, not evil spirit, different spirit, strange spirit, the Holy Spirit. And in truth, truth is Jesus. John chapter 17, verse 17 says, truth is your word, which meaning God's word. So truth. So the spirit and in God's word, in that way, we should worship to whom? God the Father. That's called as true worshipers. So that is the New Testament time. Why? Because the New Testament time actually Holy Spirit lives in every Christian forever. But Old Testament times, the Holy Spirit in and out, sometimes in and out. You know, that is a big difference. Question two in verse 8, you shall not at all do as we are doing here today, every man doing whatever is right in his own eyes. What does it mean? Then meaning before entering the Promised Land, even Israel people did whatever he think it is right in his own eyes. But in the Promised Land, when Israel received the God's commandments and statutes, now you should do whatever is right in the sight of the Lord of God. So in that meaning, what verses? Verses 25 and 28. God said, in the sight of the Lord, you should do what is right. So question three, in verses 10 to 12, and you shall rejoice before the Lord your God, you and your sons and your daughters, your male and female servants, and the Levite who is within your gates, since he has no portion nor inheritance with you. What divine will can we see? Because in the Old Testament, they already was in the promised land, the rest land, secure the land, so therefore they should rejoice. So the joyful relationship with God. But in New Testament, through Jesus Christ, so we have already rest by faith. So therefore, we should have a joyful relationship with the Lord. Not a sad relationship, gloomy relationship, dark relationship at all. That's the will of God in Jesus Christ concerning you. So let's just sing song all together, page 40, number 5.